Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, bringing you this program on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry here in the United States of America. Well, beloved ones, wherever you are, I know here in America, especially in Dallas, it's cold. Thank God we don't have the snow right now. You know, last year we had a lot of snow, and you come out, man, it's cold, freezing. But so far, it's cold, I think around 40 degrees or 30-some degrees, but it's not that bad. So you can at least manage. Well, we are running for Jesus, and at our Bible school, you know, on Monday the coming week, on the 11th of January, 2016, classes for our Word of Life Bible College International Bible School starts. We got teachers from Zambia. We have Dr. Benson Nkausu, who is teaching the New Testament studies, or might call it New Testament survey. We got Pastor Jen Lungu. She was to take the book of John, but I think she might be taking the book of Acts. And then you have Bishop Raymond Chisala, who is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. He's teaching marriage and family on our Internet Bible School. Excuse me. But here in America, I, who is the president of the Bible College, founder and president, I'm a professor of systematic theology. I'm teaching the students the book of John, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and also in working hand in hand with my wife, Elder Mrs. Tarina Mwamba, we are tackling the book together, the book of Romans. As you know, my wife did a training here in America. She went to a Bible school here in Dallas, graduated with a diploma in theology and Bible ministries. And so she's helping us here at the Bible College in America, which has got international students on correspondence studies online. She's helping us, a registrar of the school and also a lecturer. Like I said, I'm professor of systematic theology. That's my main major. That's my main teaching, my thread of teaching in this Bible college. As you know, I did my 2 years in Nigeria. I graduated with an Associate of Arts degree after spending 2 years in Nigeria. And I came to Zambia, started a ministry. I founded the Pentecostal Believers Church of God. We started in an elder's house. Six of us, and grew to become 500 members. From the house, we moved to a secondary school hall where we grew and eventually moved into a plot of land, which I got from the council. And then I had the ministry incorporated. So it's where the Pentecostal Believers Church of God International Incorporated Ministry. Then in 1990, I opened a Bible school which started in our house at Kepusha Crescent in Luansha. From there, we moved on to the plot. I built a Bible school, which had resident students sleeping there, staying there, and some coming to school daily. And with the help of Bob Tewton Ministries, T.L. Osborne, Marilyn Hickey, and other ministers, I managed to get videos, which I'll plug in with my teachings. They, if I didn't have a lecturer, you know, in person, they would listen to these various lecturers on video. And so it was very impactful, very powerful. I got students really built up in the faith, and they grew strong. And now they are pastoring churches around the country here in America and around the world, in Africa, in South Africa, East Africa, West Africa, and some in Europe. When I finished my training at Honest for Christ Bible Institute, I was also ordained to the ministry by Archbishop Idaosa, who is now late. He's gone on known to be with the Lord. He ordained me to the ministry as a reverend minister, and I carried that anointing when I came to Zambia. God used me dynamically in healings. I lived with a man who was an elder, Elder Lumbwe, at his house before I got my own house on Gardenia Avenue. And during that time, people heard of the power that was on my life. As I prayed for people, they were healed and delivered, especially those with demon spirits. Prayed for different kinds of people, and the church began to grow. Well, from that time on, God opened doors for me. I traveled a lot. Traveled crisscross Zambia itself, had crusades in Zambia, and then interacted ministries internationally with our Roberts Ministry, with Richard Roberts. Joined up with the Opak Ministry in Atlanta, Georgia. I became a missionary member of WIGO, the World Encounter Gospel Organization, with headquarters here in Dallas, Texas. I had my personal assistant, Karen Nelson, who looked after my accounts in Stockbridge, Georgia. And God blessed the work, it grew. Contributions come into my ministry. WIGO managed my accounts, and money is given was used to build the Bible school. Over time, I had people like Ernest Glaive from Wales come stay with me for 3 months and teach at the Bible school there in Zambia. The other friends who came, like Lawrence Smith's church, we had dear brothers come, who were used mightily by the Lord. It was a great, great thing to have these men of God like Ron Sutton and them come and share the word of God. Well, God moved me on. I did 3 years of correspondence school with Rhema, graduated. Then I had the interaction ministry with LPAC Ministries in Atlanta, Georgia, linked up with the Oral Roberts Ministries, with CBN, Charismatic Bible Ministries. And I was given admission to the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in Massachusetts, where I started and going through the degree of divinity. Upon completion, I moved on, came to New York. I was with Teen Challenge in New York. God used me greatly with other ministers there in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens. And then God opened doors for me to crisscross the United States. In the meantime, the Bible College in North Carolina, Rocky Mount Christian Bible College, granted me a honorary Doctor of Divinity degree, which I received with thanksgiving in my heart to the Lord who had made it possible. And God told me to settle here in Dallas, build a church and Bible school. So far, we've got the Bible school running as a correspondence school, and we're looking forward to getting our church fully established here in Dallas by God's grace. Seems he has been measuring us mainly in Bible school and teaching. I've been on radio. Now I'm reaching to over 8,000 people on Block Talk Radio. I've been on YouTube. I recorded the number of tips that are running there, but we're getting back onto YouTube to put there more teachings. I'm teaching right now on Word of Life Bible College as a professor teaching the Gospel according to St. John, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and the Book of Romans. The Bible school is open wherever you are. If you want to join, just go to Word of Life Bible College link on Facebook. We have a page, a sister page, which is under groups. So just go to groups and then look for Word of Life Bible College. When you get on it, click on it and indicate that you'd like to enroll as is our Bible school long distance learning. We'll respond to you. Our school fees are very minimal, $600 a year. I do understand, you know, if you are going to a college, Really, 3-year college, you're not paying some $600. It's in $35,000, $45,000, $50, depending on what course or degree you're taking. Like the degree I took at Gordon Conwell, they had given me a scholarship of $10,000 a year for 3 years, and in the accumulative accounts with accommodation and everything per year, it was almost like $60,000, $70,000, living expenses, tuition, and other things. But we're just in the meantime giving $600. You get into the course. Those who are in Africa, in Zambia, all they need to do is pay in kwacha. We have our dean of students, Pastor Jane Lungu, who is handling the accounts, opening an accounts with Zenaco. The money will go there, and most of it will be used to do the work of God with the ministers that we have. So far, we have a good group of over 20 students who are doing online studies with us, and I'm so pleased to welcome all you students. I'll be giving you teachings here on Block Talk Radio, and I know many of you are very zealous. You want to learn, you want to build yourself up in the most holy faith. It gives me great pleasure to share with you the Word of God. I'll be sharing periodically the Word of God. And you students, if you want to join in, you can always call this number. The number to call is 646-652-4048. So students, if you want to share something while I'm teaching, and you say, oh, Bishop Mwamba, I want to say something, just call 646-652-4048, and I will link you up here on our switchboard. Well, today, we're looking at the Gospel according to St. John, although I got 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, but primarily we're looking at the Gospel according to St. John. Hear the word of the Lord, what the Bible said. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. That's in chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means teacher, we know that thou art a man come from God, or a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, you see here, Nicodemus has come to Jesus. You know, it's good when you come to the Lord himself and you want to learn. Being thirsty for the things of God is a key to your growth. If you are never thirsting for the things of God, my friend, you never grow. See, I was in Bible school in 1984 when I resigned my job with the Copperbell Power Company, where I was a very big boss there. And I went to Bible school. But you see, after I graduated, and even the time when I was in Bible school, the zeal of the Lord consumed me. You know, I think it's Ezekiel or Jeremiah who said, the zeal of the Lord has consumed me. There is fire burning in my bones. I think that was Jeremiah. He says, the word of God is shut up in my bones, and I feel like there's a fire burning in my bones. That's how I feel, my friend. I feel like fire locked up in me and burning in my bones. I always thirst for the things of God. I know the call that God has given me is to train men and women, like I'm doing right now, even eventually to have a class where I'll sit down with the students like I did in Zambia, train men and women for over 5 years, trained over 100 pastors. I was there always on campus, and I was there in the classroom. I was there to talk to the students. That's my call, to be with the students to teach like I'm teaching right now on the airwaves, to propagate the gospel of the kingdom of God and to establish the church. But you know, in God, you cannot force him to do things. You have to wait on him and let him work things out for you. When I say work things out for you, I don't mean that you sit back and kick your legs on a 4 to 4, you know how you kick your legs and you relax in the seat and do nothing. That's not the way it works. When I say relax and sit back, I mean you've done all you can do, all the things you know you can do, and those that do not open, don't force them. You never know the mind of God. Let the doors open. When God opens the doors, no man can shut them. You understand? So with me, it doesn't bother me so much when I look around and I say, well, I'm not here, you know, pastoring a local church, having so many members and stuff. I don't cry over that. I wait on the Lord. If it's in his plan that thing happening here in Dallas, it will. But if it's not in his plan that should occur, then it won't. I do my best to follow the footsteps and leading of the Lord and do his will. At his appointed time himself, he'll say, okay, son, now here is the venue. Now here are the people. God will do that. I have to trust him. I have to believe in him. You see, Nicodemus was a leader amongst the Jews. I think he was in the group of the Pharisees. And he was baffled just like any other Pharisee and the Sadducees. These people gave a headache to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was baffled by the miracles that this man Jesus performed. That's why he even called him Master. He says, Master, I know that you are from God, for no man can do the things that you do except God be with him. You see, when miracles happen in your ministry, it authenticates that God sent you. The authentication of the Lord in our ministries is when miracles happen. When the miracles happen, that's a stamp from God saying, this is my son. I'm with him. I've called him. You see, like with the Apostle Paul, he was an apostle called to the nations of the world. Like I'm teaching in the book of 2 Thessalonica. He was the first man to step out of that province of Macedonia to go up west, to continue propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in the lands of Ephesus, in the lands of Corinth, all that area. It's because of the Apostle Paul that the gospel went into Europe. That Europe got affected. We got the kings in England, like King James, who initiated the translation of the Bible from Greek into English as we have it now. It's like Martin Luther in Germany. He initiated the translation of the Holy Bible from the Greek language into the German language, whereby each person could have it. Because the Catholic Church, in a sense at that time, had locked the book, like they say, not everybody could have a Bible, except the men of the cloth. People who did the ministrations of the things of God had access to the Word of God. But, you know, this was an assignment given to Martin Luther, an assignment given to King James of England. And because of the obedience of the Apostle Paul, the gospel spread to Europe. Now, you can see the potentiality of what one man can do. There are many people who just say, well, it's only just me. What can I do? Oh, it's just me. What can one person do in such a big world? But let me tell you what, changes come from one man. One man, the Apostle Paul, obeyed God, moved into Macedonia, preached there in 1 Thessalonica, stepped out, going into Europe, and the whole Europe was converted. Can you imagine? We have mighty, mighty men of God come from Europe, some from Paris, come all the way from England, the Wesley brothers. We have the Quakers. We have all these pilgrims that came from England to settle there in Boston. And, you know, bring the word of God here in the United States of America because somebody had planted a seed initially. So do not underestimate the potential that you have upon your life to change the world. One man, Jonah, was told to go preach to Nineveh. God had mercy upon Nineveh. They had sinned against God, but God had mercy upon that city, and he was sending one man by the name of Jonah. But Jonah was running away from God. That's why I say many times, all the time, I say, it does not pay to run away from God, because God will still get you, and you will never have peace until you do the will of God. Finally, he went. After he went the wrong way, you know the story. He went to the end of the ship. The storm came up. The storm couldn't quit. They asked him what was wrong. He was sleeping in the stern of the ship. They brought him up and asked him what's going on. He said, I'm running away from God. Now them, these fishermen who knew the power of God, they say, hey, this is a dangerous thing that you are doing. What must we do with you? He said, well, just throw me into the sea. He was expecting to end it all. You know, there are many people in life, even in ministry, they get frustrated, they get tired, they see things are not moving, and they want to end it all. I'll kill myself. Killing yourself is no shortcut to having peace with God. Firstly, you know one thing, that when you kill yourself, you're going to end up in hell. Because God gave you that life, you got no authority to take the life that was given to you by God. God is the only person who will say, now it's time for so and so to come up yonder. Now it's the time for so and so to come to their rest, as we say. You cannot appoint that date, because you are not God and you do not know. The life you live was given to you on a purpose, on a loan in a sense, that when you come on this planet, you do the will of God, you serve God, and then you'll be rewarded for it. But I see here, like in the United States, people killing people all the time on the streets. Just recently, one crazy guy went to a cop, just packed in his car, taking it easy, and he takes out his gun and shoots this man. I don't know how many times, like 3, 4, 5 times. Misses him, them bullets, they hit his hand and damages the hand of the cop. But these people are well trained. Thank God he came up and shot him in his buttocks. That slowed him down. Then he radioed the 911 dispatch and said, hey, I'm hit here. The other officers came on time to get this lunatic, and he's locked up in jail right now. See what I mean? People are going to do crazy things because craziness runs through their mind. But see, God wants the best for our lives. God doesn't want your life to be crazy. God doesn't want your life to be hopeless. God doesn't want you to take your own life before your time. God wants to bless you. This land is a land of opportunity. In this land, in the United States of America, man, there are so many millionaires having big money, big bucks. All you need to do is commit yourself to the Lord, and doors will begin opening up. We have escaped the sword, many of us, because the hand of the Lord has been upon our lives. You know, like I was attacked on my job, and the thieves came, and they were armed, and they almost killed me. But thank God, the grace of God stood up, and as they were taking me with their gun pointed to my head, I just kept on saying, hey, I'm a pastor. That's what I told these guys with their guns. I said, I'm a pastor. And then they made one slip, and I managed to escape by God's grace. Man, those people would have killed me, because when the police came, they said, you know, if you are not just around the way you did, these guys done damage and killed you. But yeah, I'm alive, and I'm talking to you right now. I'm preaching. But my point is, God is there to protect you. God has got a plan for your life. Never be frustrated. There are so many things to be done in this world that you don't need to be frustrated. Why are you frustrated? For what? You know, I look at the creation of God. He's so a complex of creation. God is not boring. God is adventurous. God gets things done. That's why I see John the Baptist looked at all that. He said, no, man, no man doeth such things except God sent him. He comes by night to inquire from the Lord. Tell me, what's going on? What can I do that I might have life? Jesus said to this man, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, He cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, when this man came to inquire from Jesus and find out the truth, Jesus went to the bottom of the matter. He said, "You, hey, Nicodemus, for you even to see the kingdom, you need to be born again." By seeing the kingdom, we mean for you to understand the complexities of the kingdom, for you to hear the voice of God, for you to be directed by the Spirit of God, you need to be born again. Because, listen, if you're not born again, you're not indwelt by the Spirit of God. How are you going to hear God's voice? You won't. But when you're born again, you hear him speak to you and say, "This is the way, go by it." You will take a step at a time. You know, King David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want any good thing. To the green pastures he leadeth me, to the quiet waters by." He said, "Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not face any harm, for thy staff and thy, you know, for thy hand and thy staff, they comfort me." He said, "I go unto the waters and to the brook, and I will drink of it, because you comfort me with your staff. The Lord, he is my shepherd, I shall not want any good thing. For the Lord leadeth me by his hand, guiding me a step at a time." This was the cry of King David. You know, he wrote the Psalms. He was very gifted. You know, he wrote the Psalms with the Spirit of the Lord on him. And very powerful scriptures. And that was the truth. See? He says there in Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." See that? Why won't he fear no evil? Listen, he says, "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest me with oil." See that? He said, "Thou anointest me with oil, and cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This must be our concept. This must be the way we think. Don't think poverty. Don't think sickness. Never think failure. Because if you think of these things, that's what you're going to have. Because the Bible said, as a man, so is he. The things you plan to do in your heart are the things you leave out. Did you know that? So make sure your inner heart is clean. Think on good things. You know, don't think on bad things or how to do people bad. That's wickedness. Think on good things. I think of good things for my wife at home. I think of good things with my fellow co-workers where I work. Think with my friends around the world. I think of good things of what I'm going to do with the students in the Bible school. I've opened myself up to the students and say, "Hey, call me at any time when you have a problem. Get me on my cell phone and I'll talk to you." I don't stand aloof and say, "Hey, they're going to solve their own problems." No! I've got to condescend and be just like them. I've been in Bible school. I know what it is to be in Bible school. I've been in institutions of learning like Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, where it's a postgraduate school. It's a graduate school. See, which means they know, like, you didn't go and study a Bachelor of Arts degree in something. No, they begin from Master of Theology, Master of Divinity, and then go to the level of Doctor. And so, I condescend to be with my fellow brethren and teach the word of God. Do I know that God will regard me?
I pray today, this is it. Dear brother, wherever you are, God wants you to be born again, receive the Spirit of the Lord. And guess what? When you do, God, when you hear God's voice and you hear Him direct and say, go this way, for this is the path, eternal life. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mamba with my wife Tarina Mamba here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Now, any more here on this broadcast? I'm saying I'm going to talk to you again tomorrow. God bless you and bye-bye.